theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1. Well, hello, friends, and welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of Make Your Brain Hurt, because we're going to make you think so hard.
So hard.
No, you ain't going to get a headache from this, but no. You will. I don't know. This at least blew my mind to the point where I was like, I don't even know how to make too much sense of this. But if, in all honesty, of all the people we know, like personally know, I don't think anyone else can do a better job than us explaining this extremely complicated thing.
Yeah.
Which is fully involved in non-fungible tokens. I know. I feel like sometimes we're talking about this a lot, but honestly, it's absolutely fascinating.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're getting like the Today Show or the New York Times, the Daily Podcast, CNBC. Having like everyone is talking about it, and you're probably like, what the heck are they even talking about? Okay, I get it. Non-fungible something, whatever. But if you've not actually like really immersed yourself into blockchain technology, this could be like an overwhelming thing. So that's why we're trying to explain these things in a much more simple way, so that you can actually feel like you can at least dip your toes in the water a little bit in terms of learning more about it yourself.
Exactly. And I'm very grateful that we can share our thoughts, which this will be interesting too. Like, I sometimes think, what will it be like to reflect on these conversations in a year or two or 3 years from this moment that we're recording it? And I will say straight up right now, as we're recording this, there is still time to get involved in this collection of NFTs that we're going to discuss. I'm honestly, I don't think it's a good idea for us to get involved in it. I'm worried what my 2 year older self will say about that. But I want to, you know, like I want to be very clear on when we're doing this and why this blew my mind. And perhaps it was something that we should have done, but at the same time, there's a lot of uncertainty, and I think that the best move we can make right now is attempt to make more sense of it.
Exactly. And so we're going to be talking about the Sotheby's and Nifty Gateway collaboration specifically. Mm-hmm. And we have another podcast that we recorded earlier. We were going to talk about this, but it ended up being more of a summary of what Nifty Gateway is.
Yeah, we were going to talk about the pack, but then I realized in order for us to be able to discuss this, we're going to have to explain what is Nifty Gateway and how does that whole system of acquiring non-fungible tokens work. And I was like, we got to go over this first. And that was kind of like the stepping stone to get to where we're at. So congratulations, everyone. Yay. You made it here. If you haven't listened to the first one, I highly recommend. It was only a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
Check it out. And that will catch you up to what we're talking about right now.
Exactly. And if you are brand spanking new to all of this, we even have an episode explaining what an NFT actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out too.
Check all of our, we've been talking about this for quite a long time, over a month now for sure.
Yeah.
And we're fascinated by it. So let's dive into the Sotheby's Nifty Gateway collaboration with the artist called Pack. And the collection is called The Fungible. And it is, honestly, it's mind-blowing. I'm trying to make sense of it, but I'll just explain. So Pack is, he's a designer, developer. Some would even describe him as a wizard. He's heavily involved in social media, and he's been creating a few NFTs. But for this collection, because it's a partnership, and this is a big monumental moment, or some would say, that Nifty Gateway, like, which is very known in the NFT world, is partnering with Sotheby's, which is honestly known globally by probably the majority of the developed world as one of the leading auction houses. This is a collaboration, and Nifty Gateway, as we've mentioned in our other episode, they usually do one drop per day, sometimes two. This is a collection that's going on for a few days. This is not just one drop, boom, onto the next artist. This is something that was actually put together, and this is going to make millions of dollars. There's absolutely no question of it. It already has. We're on day three right now, and it launched on Monday. And it was actually you who said, I think maybe we should check this out. You got an email notification?
Yeah, I did. And I just thought, well, I saw Sotheby's. I'm really familiar with Sotheby's. I think anyone who's interested in art or collecting or anything like that knows Sotheby's is one of the, you know, oldest institutions who have been, you know, basically selling collectibles, art specifically, for a long time. So I just thought, well, that's interesting. Sotheby's is actually partnering with Nifty Gateway. I just thought that that was...
It's something worthy of looking into.
I've never seen a collaboration between a platform and like a legacy institution of, you know, art dealer.
Yeah. So in all honesty, at the time we were very busy and I was like, all right, let's take a gander. And I looked at it and I was like, this is really gamified, very gamified. And I was trying to do the economics, like risk reward, you know, keeping it simple, but in my brain, all the calculations as fast as possible. And I just felt that it just didn't click with me. Maybe I didn't understand it enough, but also sometimes if you don't understand enough, then you shouldn't be in it. So I felt that it was not a good idea. It was a drop that occurred on Monday, first off, between 1 o'clock and 1:15. So you could only purchase items during that time if you were trying to buy the open edition fungible cube. Now you're asking, why is it fungible? Fungible, do you want to explain what the definition of fungible is and why tokens are non-fungible?
Yeah, so when we say NFTs, that's the non-fungible, right? So basically, what is fungible? Well, a dollar bill is fungible, right? It doesn't matter what dollar bill you use, that dollar bill can be exchanged for another dollar bill and it doesn't actually have more value than any other dollar bill, right? So just think of, you know, currency for the most part, that's basically, you know, when you're talking about the US dollar or the yen or anything
you
like that.
You can exchange five ones for $1 $5 bill.
Yeah, it's all it's the fungible. Same. It's fungible. Right. One type of bill isn't more valuable than the other, right? And that's necessary for a market to actually function,
the,
right?
The currency is, it's so one-to-one.
$1 is $1. Yeah. Now, non-fungible is... not that, right? So a non-fungible means that there's only so many of that specific thing, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a human is non-fungible, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A fingerprint is non-fungible.
Right.
And basically, you know, a Picasso art piece, one of one, that's non-fungible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So there is no consistent price associated with those items. And the reason why this dropped, the more I learn about it, the more I think it's actually really intelligently put together. And it is mind-blowing, to say the least, for us. And I'm going to do my best to make sense of it, is because the collection is designed to help people understand this technology.
That's so cool.
It really is. And just to explain how that works, I'm going to read just a little brief reading from Nifty Gateway on why they love this pack. Yeah. And they say, having admired Sotheby's for all they have done for the art community over almost 300 years, they are pleased that they are one of the earliest adopters from the traditional and fine art world to enter the NFT space. Many individuals and corporations alike fear the unknown. As advancements in technology and industry come, willingness to adapt truly speaks to how innovative they are. At Nifty, our goal is to make this unknown as digestible and user-friendly as possible, to make the barrier seem like less of one. We open up the world for consumers and enthusiasts alike to feel like they are welcome and it's something they can explore and form their own understanding on. So, that's kind of a little bit of an intro.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives an idea that this piece is really helping people make sense of what are the possibilities with non-fungible tokens. Like you said in the Nifty Gateway episode, a key part of ensuring that the artist is not participating in over inflating the bubble is looking for alternative ways that an NFT can be utilized to, whether it's for productivity or for like something else, like something beyond just displaying as a piece of art. And that has been something that's kind of difficult to make sense of because not many people have really found unique ways of doing so.
Right.
But this piece or this collection demonstrates many different ways that it can be used. So going back to the fungible collection, you've explained what the fungible is. The very first piece that they launched, so it's 3-day drop, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're on Wednesday. And the first day it was dropped, they called it the Cube, and it was only $500. I say only $500, but that's because the price increased on Tuesday, and then the price increased on Wednesday, and you could only buy it for 15 minutes on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday throughout the day. So only 15 minutes, and the Cube was $500, and they gamified the crap out of it, and I'm still trying to make sense of it because it's really smart, but I also think it could be really bad too. But we'll see. 2 years from now, this will be a fun episode to listen to. Yeah. So the reason it's called fungible is because they're encouraging you to buy more than one cube. So if you click on the cube, it's basically a black background, and it's a cube inside of like another cube kind of. And they basically rotate in blank space. It looks like something that's just floating in space, almost like a satellite. Hmm. And if you buy one cube, you get that token, you get that single cube. But if you buy five cubes, you get what looks like you get a different token. You get a token that has five cubes come together and then rotates. So if you buy six cubes, you get one, you get two NFTs. You get one of the single cube, and then you get the other one that represents five.
Interesting.
And that's why it's called the fungible collection. And then they gamified the crap out of it because there are other additions that do so much more than just rotate. And I find it absolutely fascinating. So they have, so just to start off to let you know how much this is, they're trying to encourage people to do this. At the very top, it literally says, if you plan to make purchases over $100,000, you have the option to pay with wire transfer or ACH by verifying your proof of funds before the buying period begins.
Wow.
They are not looking at people buying a single cube. They're wanting to see who's going to buy 10 of them, who's going to buy 100 of them. And they break down the units, like you get a separate NFT from 1 unit, 5 units, 10 units, 20 units, 50 units, 100 units, 500 units, and 1,000 units. So on day one, if you spent $500,000, you would get one NFT, the 1,000 cubes.
Whoa.
And that's all you get. But if you bought 1,001, you'd get two NFTs. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So I think that the number that people will be starting to aim for will be, I'm going to go for, you know, I'm going to go for a number just over the amount that gets me at least two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So rather than getting just five, more people will probably say, I'm going to get six because you're going to get two NFTs. Or rather than getting 10, I'm going to buy 11. You know what I mean?
So these are just basically cubes that can come together once they reach a certain point, a certain number.
Right. So you can, so on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can purchase however many cubes you want. And so Monday, they were $500. Today, I don't know how much they were on Tuesday, but I'm assuming they went up in price. Today, they're $1,500. So and on Monday, I saw on the computer, I saw 14,000 units were sold. Right now, there's 23,000 units sold. And they're still going to open it. In all honesty, they're going to open it in about 13 minutes before this episode's even over.
Interesting. So, but they're just cubes, right? That like rotate. So what is I wonder what the end goal is with this, with Sotheby's and Nifty. Like,
I'm so glad you're asking the right questions, right? So within this collection, they actually have a variety of other options that you can purchase. And in general, they're all kind of similar. They're all a black background with a shape, a three-dimensional shape rotating in the centerpiece. And some of them are have like a sphere in the middle, mm-hmm. a sphere. Mm-hmm. And then others have, you know, multiple little cubes. And sometimes the cubes change. The cubes are typically white. They don't really change too much in color. They're white and gray. And it really visually isn't that stimulating. I don't even know if there's music associated with it. It's very, very simple. And it's basically presented as a lesson, and people are going to go, I think this is, it's fascinating. I don't know what's going to happen. We shall, hear ourselves talk about this in 2 years from now.
Yeah.
So I wanted to tell you just a little bit about some of the other ones and how they gamified this, right? So, you know, if you get, you know, certain amount of cubes, you get a different NFT. Obviously, we can very confidently say that how many of the 10 cube NFT is going to be significantly less than those who own the one single cube NFT.
Right.
It's probably going to go almost in exact order. So the single cube, there's going to be the most of those produced. The 5 cube will be the second most. The 10 cube will be third. And you go all the way to the 1,000. How many people will actually have 1,000? Well, at this rate, there's only 23,000 total purchased. But it makes it more rare because you don't know how many people actually own 1,000 of them, and therefore there's not 1,000 single cubes. That means that there's only one token for that 1,000. So now there's only 22,000 available, and then you can break it down. Very interesting though, right?
Super interesting.
Then they have these other cubes that are fully gamified. So there's one cube that they have made one of one, and the cube is unique one of one NFT that will be given to the individual who purchases the most open edition cubes by the end of day 3. So if you bought, let's say, I don't know how, we don't know how, who bought what and how that works, but if you purchased 2,000 NFTs or of the cube, so that would be that's so much money, it's crazy. So if you bought it on Monday, that would be $1 million. If you spent $1 million and you were you bought the most, you also get this one of one NFT as well. Now it's a game. So now people are like, oh, do you think I need to buy more than 2,000? Do you think I need to buy 3? It becomes very, very complex at that point. But that one's fairly simple. Then there's another one, and this one's called Complexity. And it's got a good little look to it. It's got a little sphere in the middle. And it says, the growth of NFTs has proven the extraordinary value that emerges from closer relationships between collector and creator. Complexity is a collection of 100 NFTs that will be given to the following 100 individuals who purchase the most open edition cubes by the end of day 3. So now it's like, okay, maybe I'm not intending on being the one who owns the most cubes. Like, I'm not going to get that one, but I have a good chance of being in the top 100.
I'm going to
buy, you know, just a few more in hope that I get that one, because no matter what, there's only going to be 100 of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
This one I'm excited for you to learn about. This is, so you, we've kind of like, that doesn't sound that radical. That makes a lot of sense. Like, it's a game now.
Yeah.
And we've seen that kind of a game with NBA Top Shot, where if you collect a certain amount, you get a special card or a special pack. But now we're getting to this one, and this one's called the Equilibrium. Okay, this one's just so genius. The Equilibrium is a 4 of 4, where each edition will be sent to the winner of specific criteria. And this is all primarily, so I dug into this. This is all primarily done through Twitter. And in all honesty, in order for you to participate in this, you have to have gone through the Sotheby's catalog to find the link or follow them on Twitter to be able to participate in one of the 4 competitions. The first one is titled, so all 4 of these look the exact same, but the winner of them, they're titling those winners as specific individuals.
Okay.
So the first winner of 1 of 4, and it would be number 1 of 4, which is important to note, is the cryptographer. So I guess 1 of 4 of Equilibrium will always be known as the one that was given to the cryptographer.
That's cool.
And so the cryptographer is the person who solves the puzzle will be rewarded 1 of 4 Equilibrium NFTs. Deep.
Wow.
So I clicked on the link. Oh, maybe it's like 3 plus 2. I can go. It wasn't what I expected it to be. I thought it was going to be a really complex programming code. Like, you know, we've seen the Google interviews, and it's like a whole like 2-hour ordeal of how you've solved this.
Mm-hmm.
It maybe it is that type of a question, but all it was it showed the image rotating and it said something as simple as, where are you?
Whoa.
And I'm like, what the hell am I missing? Like, what is this? Like, and so you want me to guess? I'll just give my best guess. I have no idea. But there's some form of light that's moving around this spherical item. And I would not be surprised if that light, so that's the art piece itself.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if that art, that light indicates its relation to perhaps the sun. And maybe it's, whether it's like a specific planet or a moon, it could be like a moon on Jupiter, or it could be, you know, it could be, in all honesty, it could be a planet on another planet that's using a different star. I have no idea.
So interesting.
All it asks is, where are you? You know, what the heck am I supposed to guess from that? But you win it if you can tweet them the correct answer.
Wow, how intriguing and mysterious.
I know, but it's really smart. So like, this is where non-fungible tokens can actually be used for something else, and there really isn't additional coding necessary.
Yeah.
The artist pack is in control of it, and he's managing it, and then he's just going to issue the tokens to where they belong based on what happens. The next one's called the Hunter. The collector who acquires any piece of art by pack from its initial marketplace for the highest amount on the secondary market will receive one of the four Equilibrium NFTs.
Whoa.
So that's gamifying it to the point where he's basically convincing people to, he's incentivizing people to pay a premium price on the secondary market after the collection closes.
Wow.
And then you get that piece. Very, very, very smart. Third one, the individual that posts hashtag pack was here to the biggest social media audience will receive one of the four Equilibrium NFTs, the influencer.
Whoa.
So that one, you know, honestly, I did a little bit of research. Paris Hilton has a pretty good shot. She's definitely competing in this game
right
now. Is
she really?
But there's a few other like people that I've never heard of that are actually getting a lot of retweets, and it'll be interesting who wins that one.
Hmm.
Last person is the Oracle. We're too late for this, but the person who most closely estimates the total sale of the entire collection prior to the auction beginning on April 12th will receive one of the four Equilibrium NFTs.
Whoa. So before Monday, before it went out.
Before the auction started, if you tweeted, and you had to do it on social media, if you tweeted the closest number, and he said thousands of people have entered now, then you can get that NFT. Very interesting, right?
Wow. So, very, very, very different. Unlike any other drop I've ever heard of.
Yes. And the more I'm still trying to make sense of it, because obviously, like, I'm not thinking about these. I mean, there's others, but I'm not thinking about spending, like, we don't have the ability to spend millions of dollars on an NFT.
Yeah.
But the cube is within a lot of people, a lot of our listeners' reach. You could buy a single cube, you know,
yeah.
You could have. And what is the value of that going to be when there's this many? I mean, there's like 23,000 that have been purchased, and there's still another round that's going to open up.
Yeah.
What is this? There's so much to try to calculate, and I find it absolutely
difficult, like,
and fascinating.
The name, the fungible, is really intriguing to me specifically. Like, okay, so all these cubes are the same. I mean, obviously not the ones that are going to be given, but the ones that people
cubes,
are buying
yes.
are all the same.
Unless you get like five of them, and then you get the five fungible, you know, you get the addition of the five cubes coming together.
They are teaching people.
In so many different ways,
but I'm curious if they're just going to keep the cubes the way that they are, or if they're going to become some sort of coin or something like that.
Okay, we're getting into something else, but you're getting very, this is interesting. This is very interesting. Okay, next one. We're almost done. There's only a few more. The next one is, there's 30 editions, and you can't really participate in this at all. Like, you can't bid on it. You can't buy any of them. These are issued 30 editions. They're the builder, and is a set of 30 NFTs that will be given to artists, builders, and creators who have paved the way for PAC and other NFT artists.
Whoa.
So PAC is choosing who is the recipient of that. And I've looked on Twitter when he announced them, and he gave it to like Nifty Gateway, the Twitter feed. I don't know who actually gets ownership of it. Is it the company? He gave it to CryptoKitties. He gave it to a lot of other like famous artists who have made significant impact on the digital NFT world. That is absolutely fascinating.
Beeple, probably, I'm assuming.
Perhaps. I should probably look into that one, yeah. But he might have. And so that one's called The Builder. Then there's the Switch Pack. And the Switch Pack, it says it has been decided. The Switch, this is kind of like where I'm like, holy crap, what if? Like, there's so many things that could happen. The Switch, it is a one of one. And it's an auction, and currently the auction price is at $1,444,444. They always do like little funny things like that. And this one is called The Switch. The Switch is a unique one-of-one NFT that demonstrates the evolution of artwork in the digital realm. The Switch is developed to change form at a specific point of time in the future, known by PAC. The evolution is determined and rendered immutable by smart contracts or self-executing code on the Ethereum blockchain.
Wow.
Well, you could think about so many things. Could it be that there's going to be a change to only that piece, or will it change the whole entire collection?
Yeah.
What is going to happen? But obviously, with that mystery, people are freaking putting down 1.44.
That's so interesting.
I know. I'm like, what are they gonna do? I mean, this is a lesson. I'm viewing this whole thing as like a lesson that people can actively participate in. The last one. This is a bit of a mind. I don't want to use the F word, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm tripping out about this one, and this could be one of those things that people are gonna say, like, listen to this right now and say, what a joke. This is baloney. But in a while, like in 2 years, people will be like, holy crap, that was the game changer. And this one is simply called The Pixel by PAC. And it's going for $1,111,333 right now. And it literally is a single pixel statement. It is one single pixel. A one by one. It's just like the color gray. It is nothing more than that. It is a token that signs the most basic unit of a digital image in a traditional global auction house. It is a tiny mark to carry digitally native art to a potential future history. Just think about this. This could be like, y'all thought we were playing around. Look, here, I'm showing you.
Yeah.
It's a freaking gray square. Mm-hmm. There is nothing to it. And it's being sold for over $1 million to teach the lesson of the what an NFT is.
Yeah.
And what is art.
Yep.
I mean,
wow.
What is digital art? So that's the collection. That is a lesson. Like, if anyone, like, I sent it to my buddy. I was like, dude, If you want to blow your brains really quick, just read a little bit about how this is coming together. And it is really smart. There are so many lessons in it, and it takes time to make sense of it. I did my very best to explain it in a summarized
format. I thought you did a great job, and I'm actually really grateful that I didn't read through everything yet, and I got to learn it in real time with our listeners, with you, because, I mean, just think about what the pixel is. I know that, like, a gray square sounds, like, really... Like that is, like you said, 100%, everyone's gonna be like, that's ridiculous.
Right.
But think about what the internet and what the computer is comprised of when you're viewing imagery.
We honestly might like look back at this, like, what the hell were we thinking? Not getting one cube, just one cube. And one cube could be worth like so much money in the future. Because right now there's only 23,000. It's actually open right now, but I don't want to. Like I said, it started at $500. Now it's $1,500. It's already messed up my brain. Yeah. I'm not intrigued by it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that it could be one of those moments where we're like, what the heck? And if we listen to this in the future, we're like, dude, that was pretty monumental. And it was an eye-opening moment for everyone as to what NFTs are, what they can be, and how they can be so much more than just digital art pieces.
Oh, man. I wonder if that little gray square is going to be the signature on all. I have so many thoughts.
What's the switch going to be?
What's the switch going to be? That's going to be super interesting.
How is this all going to come together? So
I'm excited.
I'm excited. I'm going to keep an eye out and see like what happens with it. I want to know how many are total in total are going to be purchased and put together. But dude, what a trip. What an absolute trip. So thank you all for listening. I hope I tripped you out. I hope that I don't regret in 2 years from now that we actually made this episode and we should have been in on it. And and it would really piss me off if I listened to this in 2 years and I'm like, damn it, you could have got it for $1,500, you freaking idiot. I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not buying it. But I have to say, like, that is absolutely fascinating and I'm excited to see where it goes.
I am too. We'll see. And we'll, I mean, if anything else comes up, we will probably do another episode updating you guys about what happens, because honestly, this whole world of NFTs, it's all, you know, into the great unknown. It's all into the great unknown, and I'm excited to be, we're both excited to be a part of the beginning of it in some small way. So thanks so much for listening. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. See you then. Bye.
This journey through sound.